every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Monday, March 2nd, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. A few reminders as you head into the afternoon and evening commute. Cranbrook Street will be closed this afternoon from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue for the weekday school street program. Market Street remains closed until March 6 between King Street East and Ontario Street. Delays continue on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, with ongoing lane reductions for underground utility work. Aberdeen Street and Berry Street both remain closed long-term for construction. As for your weather outlook for the rest of the day, we're expecting a sunny afternoon with light winds up to 15 kilometers per hour. Temperatures reach minus 7 with wind chill that's going to feel like minus 13. Tonight stays clear and cold. Winds remain light with an overnight low of minus 14 and a wind chill close to minus 20. This has been your afternoon news brief. Stay warm, drive safe, and be sure to stay tuned in to CFRC.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And I know I haven't been doing this in a while. This is the first episode I've done since my live episode. And I guess today will be just catching up with you guys and telling you guys about my life and what I've been doing so far. So to start off, I wanted to play Intoxicated by Orion Sun and Sweet Thing by Dijon first. So on Thursday, I went to PA for my friend Angela. Yeah, she was doing some AD work and I was helping. And it was like a dance thing. Let's just say an Orion Sun song was playing, but it wasn't Intoxicated. But yeah, I was listening to the album because I was inspired by the work that we were doing. And I really enjoyed listening to Intoxicated, specifically. And then Sweet Thing, I went to Marielle Davino's show at the library in Parkdale on Friday. And she covered Sweet Thing by Chaka Khan. But I wanted to put the Dijon cover because she also covered a Dijon song at the show. And I don't know, I guess the Dijon cover was resonating with me more as well. I enjoyed listening to it a lot on my commute home. And speaking of my commute home, it was actually pretty chaotic. Like, typical day in Toronto. Just having a bunch of difficulties taking the TTC. And yeah, on the way to the library, I had service was down on line 2, and I had to take a shuttle bus, but I had to wait 30 minutes in line to line up for a shuttle bus. And when I got on the bus, service resumed conveniently. And on the way home, there was no service on line 2 again. And luckily, I was at Yonge Station, so I just went upstairs like, oh, I could just take line 5, the new line 5. And when I went upstairs, they said service resumed. And then I went back downstairs, and then they said service is not in service again for a different reason. And then I went back upstairs, because obviously my first plan would have been great if I followed through with it. So I went to Eglinton Station from Yonge, and Line 5 closes at 11 p.m. and I was there at 11:15-ish. So that was awesome. Like, it was really cool learning that news when I got there. But at least I made some new friends. I met some new people. So that was cool, I guess. And just running into a bunch of people on the Friday was kind of crazy as well. Funny how Toronto is. But anyway, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy those songs. It sounds like my laptop is about to take off again. So yeah, let me fix that really quickly and also play you guys the songs. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Here is a colorless liquid that looks like water. It has a pungent odor and a burning sweet taste. Its chemical formula is
I'm
The songs I just played for you guys were Intoxicated by Orion Sun and Sweet Thing by Dijon. So I'm back and I tried to minimize the noise that's coming from my laptop, and this is the best I could do, guys. I'm sorry. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the songs. And the next songs I'm going to be playing are I Know by Fiona Apple, Simple Easy by Lauren Kovacs, The City As We Speak by Leigh Vara, and Your Fool by Natanya, and Unflirt. I Know by Fiona Apple, Simple Easy by Lauren Kovacs, and The City As We Speak by Leigh Vara. I wanted to include those songs because I just saw Lauren Kovacs's headlining show, and she covered I Know by Fiona Apple, and then I listened to it on my commute home from the show, and it was kind of beautiful. It was snowing, kind of in a storm kind of way. Listening to that song while witnessing a snowstorm was kind of pretty. I guess, like, because it's such a slow, jazzy type of song, it makes the world slow down, and because of the fast snow, makes it slow down because of the song. I don't know. I don't know where the logic is there, but yeah, I feel like the first two, and I Know, really helped me get the feeling of romanticizing life again from my walks, I suppose. I remember in Kingston, I would romanticize my walks quite a bit, and I felt that feeling again recently from these songs, but also from listening to that one Ichiko Aoba song that I already played in one of my past episodes. Your Fool by Natanya and Unflirt, I included it because I listened to the whole EP album by Natanya, and I really enjoyed it. I listened to it, I think, coming back from Kingston, and Leigh Vara also played in Lauren's show. So, yeah. Hope you guys enjoy those songs. Thank you.
choose. While I do my thing in the background, but all the time, all the time, I'll know.
And I never see one from you, but you promised. example, it's not easy. will you stay by my side? And don't go away now, it was so fun this summer. Don't go away, will you stay by my side?
You guys were I Know by Fiona Apple, Simple Easy by Lauren Kovacs, The City As We Speak by Leivara, and Your Fool by Natanya and Unflirt. I don't know if you guys could hear the silence from my laptop, so I ended up closing my Google Chrome tab. I thought I could do it with it open. I don't know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I guess today is not the day, and I had to give in and close my Google Chrome tab. Anyway, yeah, so also, I wanted to talk about how The City As We Speak by Leivara, it's about New York. And Leivara took some photos for the single, and she took it on a day that was the coldest day of the year, apparently. So, kudos to her and passion for the arts. And I wanted to talk about how my episode today, it is kind of random, the title, but I don't know, I'm really into rhymes recently. And the title of today's episode is Crime of Passion, Real Action. And that was inspiration from a zine I made in a zine workshop. Yeah, I made the zine from the conference I just went to, the Filipino one that I attend annually in Ottawa. And yeah, I made a zine, and it was my first zine I've ever made, and it was quite nice. And I do have some interviews from that weekend, so I don't know, stay tuned, guys. And the second in running for the title was Teal's the Real Deal, and that was a rhyme that I created on Friday post the Mariel Divino show. So yeah, and then the next songs I'm going to be playing for you are The Makeup by Cody Chestnut and Leash by Danny Webster. So I wanted to include the Cody Chestnut song because I listened to the Headphone Masterpiece by Cody Chestnut, and it's a whole compilation or album or something. And I first got into the album because I listened to Boy Life in America. And I listened to that song because Dominic Fike did a cover on Like a Virgin. Oh, Like a Virgin. My bad. I think it was like one of those performing platforms on YouTube. I don't know. And yeah, I really liked it. And you guys know how much I love Dominic Fike. So I also just really liked that song. And then Danny Webster is a friend of mine, and he's just released Leash recently, so I wanted to put that song on, and I feel like it matched the vibe of Cody Chestnut's song, so hope you guys enjoy those songs.
get it done. We don't need to talk about it. Call my name and I'll bring you some. We can get it right, get it right, get it right, get it right. We can get it right if you trust my touch and hand. You might feel a little better if you give my sex a chance. Come on, girl. We know it's true that we've been taken over. We're out of control. We don't know what to do. Now if you want a piece, piece of my color, give me some time and I'll color with you. Just to get it right, get it right, get it right, get it right. We can get it right if you trust my touch and hand. You might see a little clearer if you give my sex a chance, 'cause I trust you. If you give my sex a chance, we might come closer together. If you give my sex a chance, come on, girl. If you give my sex a chance.
the songs I just played for you guys were The Makeup by Cody Chestnut and Leash by Danny Webster. And the next songs I'm going to be playing for you guys are Gaiman. I think it's pronounced that way. I assume it's Gaiman without a G. But yeah, Gaiman by Palami Roko. Alessis by McGee, and Thank You by Dido. So Thank You is a famous song from the 2000s. It was sampled in a very famous song as well, anyway, yeah. So I really liked the second half of that song, and I listened to it a lot in January. I feel like it's past its due date to be on the show. And you guys know how I love listening to Two Star and the Dream Police by McGee, which is his album that he put out in 2024, I believe. Let me just fact check that real quick. Yeah, 2024. And I love listening to that album during the winter. You guys know this, or you should if you've been listening to my show for a while. I was listening to Alessis. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't know if I'm saying that. I was listening to that song on the commute. Well, I was listening to the whole album on the commute from Kingston as well. I don't know. For some reason, I got like body like chills for some reason. I think it just reminded me of listening to it in the beginning of 20 or the beginning of last year, and I guess like feelings came back to me, or even just like listening to the lyrics and listening to the instrumental a lot differently from a different perspective. And listening to Alessis, the lyrics, especially the part where it's just like escapisms come so easily, we don't have the money to be. I felt like that one resonated, but not in a romantic sense. Like, do you want to get a move on? Like that part, yeah. And I feel like Gaiman just fit very well with the McGee song, as Palami Roko's songs do. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy those songs.
Holy ride, I wish the wish the time was good to be understood. Make a fan of just a fan of you. Just a fan of you. Call me up. Something beyond me, and I run to you with passion in my heart. Baby, you know there's nothing in the stars. I'm fine, baby. I'm fine, baby. I'm fine, baby.
For you guys, we're Game In by Palami Roko, Alessis by McGee, and Thank You by Dido. And I feel like when I say Game In, it sounds like gay men, but like I'm trying to say it really fast, like a mumble, like Game In, you know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed Thank You a lot. Like, you probably have heard of the song, or most likely the beginning of the song, but I don't know, I love that song, and it just makes me feel like in a really good mood, and I think that's what a lot of that type of 2000s music does to me, especially so that song and Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado. Those songs really make me feel better and in a more positive mood. But it really depends. I do have to be like inching towards a positive mood. If I listen to it while I'm sad, it just won't flip the switch, if you know what I mean. Yeah. I do enjoy listening to it. So I started listening to that song because I've been really obsessed with Slushy Noobs, and they played a video game. It was Life is Strange, but like the one where the girl has glasses. She goes to like this really small town with like a mountain and mines. I don't know. And they played that song in the video game. And I was like, I've heard this song, and I started listening to it. Anyway, yeah, I really enjoy listening to that song. And then the next songs I'm going to be playing for you, one is by a friend from high school. So the next songs I'm going to be playing for you guys are going to be the last songs of this episode, and they are Love is a Beautiful Thing by Mizu Fleur, Aurora by Ichiko Aoba, and The Girl Who Never Learned the Wells by Lauren Kovacs. I know I'm playing another Lauren Kovacs song, but just allow me. I really love this song, and I feel like it's been resonating with me lately. She said she wrote this song to her inner child, or just like, it's a song about like feeling better. I feel like I could go more in depth with it, but I feel like that would just ruin the song, and I don't want to spoil you guys, and it's a good song, and I would love you for you guys to really listen to it. So that last song has also been making me feel the same way as the first three songs. So Intoxicated, Sweet Thing, and I Know have been making me feel the same way as The Girl Who Never Learned by Lauren Kovacs, and I think it's because it's giving me that romanticizingness and a little bit of like a hint of urine, I don't know. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I said a whole lot of nothing, but you know, at least I'm back. Anyway, see you guys in the next one. Bye. Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Friday.